A camp in Sioux Falls this summer is teaching kids how to program electronics and video games. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Aaron Myrose reports on how kids are using computer code to program a motion sensor, rangefinder, and a laser to create a homemade security system.
And then the motion sensor flashes the laser and beeps with it.
15 middle school boys eagerly punch computer keys and plug electronic pieces into a microcontroller board. They are learning how to upload code onto their device to create certain effects, such as a motion sensor that emits different sound depending on how far away it detects an object.
Is the buzzer not hooked up?
I don't think so.
Might have a bug in there.
Yeah.
They are creating a home security system as part of a one-day workshop at Code Bootcamp.
I'm actually going to mount it next to my door so no one can get into my room unless I turn it off.
Will Bushy launched the program for adults wanting to learn more about web development. A year ago, he started creating workshops for kids about building and programming video games.
I think it was just a natural next step was to do something with electronics. So we've got what we call our Arduino boot camp, and Arduino's a microcontroller. So today we're building a little security system from individual components.
These kids aren't yet learning how to write code, but how to modify it as an introduction into technology. Like learning a language, Bushy says once you are familiar with one system of coding, it becomes easier to learn others.
The younger they are, I mean, the better they're able to pick up these things. Even today, we had a couple of the little bit older kids, they immediately went off and started to do some other cool things. Once you teach them one little thing, they really do pick it up very quickly.
Bushy says even though the kids at Code Bootcamp are only about 10 to 14 years old, showing them how technology is created can lead into other fields, such as software and web programming later on. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myrose in Sioux Falls.